Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so big, the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is one of our great members of our Brain Trust, going up now 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and one of my favorite books, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around here. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. And Rick works, folks, with lots of organizations to help them get their organization operating on all cylinders on a number of different levels, functioning organizationally, strategically. Rick, one of the things that I was just talking to Stephen Gaffney about honesty, and about how to communicate with others. And how not to communicate with others when you're the one doing the communicating, but you've got the opposite end of the spectrum to talk about to us today, don't you?
When people I got to hear the last part of Stephen's conversation with you, and I thought, wow, this is a good tie-in. And when I was thinking about your listeners being people who are running small businesses, I really thought about something I've been thinking about for a while, and that is, why are people afraid to tell their bosses the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm not talking about people who stand up and yell in meetings. I'm talking about they can see a problem happening, they have a point of view, and they know that if they say something, they're in trouble. I was working with a guy who worked in a relatively small company, and he said, when we get new managers in, we had to warn them to never say anything critical in a meeting with the boss, ever. And he said, and if we didn't get to the person in time, and, they tried to make their mark, mm-hmm. and they tried to show that they care, they were gone.
Really?
Just absolutely, yes, absolutely
wow.
gone. I know.
Well, that sounds like a great leader, doesn't it?
In his own eyes, yes, he is.
Yes, yeah. A legend in his own mind.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but sometimes I have employees who join us, and they, see, it seems like this young group, they don't have a problem with that. The Gen Ys, they don't seem to have a problem speaking truth to power for some reason, Rick, when you first show up, you kind of need to get the lay of the land, though, don't you? What's going on, because some people may not like criticism, or they may not like what you're saying, but they want the company to do better, and so you just have to learn how to say it. What do you think?
Well, no, I think it's true, and I think it's presumptuous for somebody who's a new hire to saying, hey, I've been around here 4 days and I got some ideas how this place should be run.
Right.
I mean, that's really presumptuous. I'm the bigger concern for me, since, as you're suggesting, the Gen Ys and those folks are actually doing pretty well with that, is what's happening in the culture? What are the bosses doing that are sending the message, don't tell me the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is actually more the killer. Because when I talk to people, I'm a consultant, I'm in organizations all the time, and off the record, people tell me all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
they will.
I went to a business one time, and I was given their responsibility to interview some of the leaders, some of the managers, about what we need to get done, what needs to be changed, what we need to fix. And one guy said to me, he said, you're not the first person to talk to us about this, right? And I said, well, I guess I didn't know that. I don't know who else been before me. But he said, oh, yeah, you're just, he said, I don't know how many have come before you, but I've had this same conversation with others. I said, really, what happened? He said, nothing. Why do you think you're here? You're here. And I said, well, have you told, the boss this? He said, oh, no. And I don't remember if I asked. I probably did ask why, and he probably told me. I don't remember why his answer was, but the guy was happy just to sit there and let the company rock along, dysfunctional, and not say anything.
Well, okay, but let's look at that.
And I know that boss. I know that boss, and he's not the kind of guy that would fire somebody for that.
Well, this is great. This is a great example because there's something in the air. And maybe that boss didn't create it, but there's something in the air that's making it tough, not just for that one guy to not say something, but maybe for anyone. I mean, I realize some people just have, because of their upbringing can't do it.
So maybe they need some kind of structure to get those messages up. Let's talk about that and we'll come back with our good friend Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 till. Here we go. Do a break. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.